In the 1990s, it increased further. The military aid and training is going to go up again because it hasn't been yet successful, hasn't been completely successful. In the 1990s, Colombia moved to first rank among the terrorist states of Latin America. There were two reasons for that. One is that its own atrocities against its own population were, in fact, increasing. But the other reason is kind of like Turkey. The terrorist activities in the other countries had more or less succeeded, and therefore they were able to decline. In the 1980s, a couple hundred thousand people were massacred in Central America. There were probably millions of refugees and vast destruction, huge atrocities, all organized and directed and armed and by the United States. And it more or less worked. So the place is now quieter, kind of like southeastern Turkey, although there's a residue of the Jesuits in El Salvador, the surviving ones. Many of them were murdered. But the ones who survived had a conference a couple of years ago in which they described what they reviewed the situation of the last 10 or 20 years of atrocities and pointed out that what remains is what they called a culture of terror, in which the people's aspirations are domesticated with regard to alternatives different from those of the powerful. In other words, you lose hope. You know, you get murdered and tortured and beaten enough, you essentially give up, and your aspirations are domesticated. Here, that's called peace, democracy, human rights, demonstration of our nobility, and so on and so forth. In Colombia, we haven't reached that happy stage yet, so it's necessary to move on with the punishment, to escalate the punishment until we can succeed in achieving a culture of terror in which aspirations are domesticated. Nobody should have any problems thinking of domestic analogs right here, incidentally. Well,